Senate Bill 331 is based on the existing resort tax aimed at goods and services purchased by tourists. Current state law restricts this tax to communities with a population under 5,500 and draw a high number of tourists. Residents vote to impose this tax. The money collected pays for public works projects and property tax relief. Former Whitefish Mayor Chuck Stern said last year there was a 53 mil reduction in property taxes for residents near Glacier National Park because of the resort tax.
West Yellowstone, Whitefish, and Red Lodge all have the lowest property tax levies of the larger cities, and they all have a resort tax. So I think there's a clear connection and nexus between property tax relief and a resort or a luxury tax.
What Senate Bill 331 would do is give larger communities like Billings, Bozeman, and Missoula the ability to put such a tax before its voters. How Montana funds public works projects has become a political football during recent legislative sessions, and lawmakers have struggled to find money to provide property tax relief that voters are demanding. Senator Mike Phillips of Bozeman said his bill addresses that in the current climate, where lawmakers are struggling to find any money for government services. Phillips says Senate Bill 331 is one way to lower taxes and pay for public works.
I find that seductive. Does anybody realistically expect that Helena can remain the primary cash cow for all of Montana's communities going forward? Ask yourself, how well has that served us to date? Does anybody really think that we can continue to rely on Herculean lobbying efforts from all of the communities around Montana to secure their needs? Ask them, how well is that working for us and them? It's not working. We're pitting communities against one another.
Opponents commended Phillips for the bill, but they argued this tax unfairly targets restaurants, bars, rental cars, and convenience stores. Brad Longcake spoke on behalf of convenience stores. He worried the tax will drive away customers.
Our business is a penny business. We're always looking for that competitive edge, and little adjustments make a huge difference on purchasing power of individuals that frequent the stores. The burden of this tax would not be evenly distributed over the entire community.
The Senate Taxation Committee did not immediately vote on this bill. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.